You rented the properties to run halfway houses for women.
Her desire to help hit a wall.
I wasn't paying him all of the rent due to paying to get other things fixed.
Were her at-risk clients' lives made even worse?
Like upstairs, the total electric went out.
The defendant made you aware of those repairs?
No.
We need an electrician to come out. We have no power upstairs.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Jim Hilgers is suing his former tenant, LaDedra Colvin, for breaching their lease, unpaid utilities, and damages to his rental home.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 469 on calendar, the matter of Hilgers versus Colvin.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Hilgers, it is your claim that the defendant owes you money for breach of lease.
Yes, ma'am.
And for some damages that you allege she did to a house she was renting. This is what I gather the situation was. Ms. Colvin, you stop me if I'm mistaken. You rented two separate properties, correct?
Yes.
You rented the properties to run businesses, halfway houses for women.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many women did you have living in each house?
In the first house, held 12 women. In the second house...
Just a second. In the first house, you had 12 women.
Correct.
And how much was the rent on that house?
From him, it was $800 a month.
This is not the house that you subsequently rented to buy.
No.
This is the first house. So it was $800 per month.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you lease that house?
I leased that house in July of 2015.
And you were paid by the state as a halfway house, or you were paid by the women?
I was paid by the women.
And how much did you charge each of them a month?
$400 a month.
So in the first house, you made $4,800 a month.
If my house was four, yes, ma'am.
You said there were 12 women.
It holds 12 women, but I wasn't always four. No, ma'am.
Weren't always?
Yes.
So you made $4,000 a month.
Somewhere around there, if my house was
full. Right, it wasn't full all the time.
Correct.
Let's say you made $4,000 a month and you paid $800 a month rent.
Correct.
That's a neat profit.
Yes, ma'am.
Were these single family homes?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it zoned for commercial use?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
No.
No. Just a second. Is it zoned for commercial use? It's either yes or no.
No.
You have proof that it was zoned for commercial purposes?
Correct.
Show me.
I'm licensed to have this house.
No, I don't care whether you're licensed or not. I want to know if the home, that property, is zoned for 12 tenants.
It is already zoned because of other recovery houses are in the area.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Okay.
So that house you rented in July of 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
And the lease for that house was up when?
I finally left the first one in October of 2016.
In what month and year did you lease the second home to buy?
I leased the second home to buy in June of 2016.
And you leased it from the plaintiff?
Correct.
So I have to assume that if you leased the house from the plaintiff and you had been his previous tenant from 2015, one must assume that unless there's something wrong with you, you were satisfied with him as a landlord.
I was.
Great. And when you leased the other house from him in June of 2016, you leased it under different circumstances. I would like to see a copy of that lease. My understanding is that he would sell you the house after 7 years. So this is, let me see the agreement. I don't want me see it. Where did you sign this?
The lease purchase is a separate document, not in that lease.
Right, because it came later.
Just a second.
And it's signed on page 7.
Just a second. So you were renting this house for $750 a month.
Correct.
Starting June 19th, 2016, and it terminates June of 2017.
Correct.
When did you move out of that house?
August 17th of 2017.
May I see the subsequent agreement that you had with her? Okay, very, very easy. This he sent to you, but you didn't sign it.
Correct.
But is this what you agreed to?
Yes. Verbally between us, because I haven't seen what he gave you typed
okay.
up.
Okay, may I?
But
would you show that to her?
Okay.
Which said that if you agreed to rent the house for 7 years and pay him the rent, of $750 a month at the end of 7 years, he will sell you the house for $10.
Correct.
Well, that didn't happen.
No.
So now we're back to the original lease.
Correct.
When was the last month that you paid rent?
The last month that I actually gave him some money was July 28th of 2017.
Okay. And what day in August did you move out?
I moved out completely August the 17th of 2017.
So you didn't pay him for August?
Correct.
So you owe him for August?
He thinks so.
Well, if you lived there and you didn't pay him...
We was in the process of moving out.
I don't care. Process. I don't care.
Well, no, ma'am. I didn't. But okay. I find my reasoning why I quit paying him.
Tell me why you stopped paying him.
Like I said, I moved in this house.
No. Tell me why you stopped paying
due him. Due to the damages of the house, due to a lot of damages that was going on with the house, and the reason why I even breached this contract of moving out early.
All I'm asking you is, you lived in the house, you have to pay the rent. And you didn't pay the last month's rent that you lived there.
Correct.
Okay.
Due to the damages and due to things that I got fixed in this house. Due to the damages, no.
What damage do you allege was there that in the last part of your tenancy?
Yes.
That caused you not to pay rent?
Starting in April of 2000.
No, I don't want to go to April.
That's
April,
when it all started, Judge.
Just tell me what it was. Was there a flood? Was there
a
fire?
Yes. It was a flood. Basement
from
flood.
Where?
It was a basement flood that flooded out the entire basement. Okay. Mold after the flood that crept through the kitchen, the bathroom, the walls.
Okay. Were you apprised of the fact that there was a flood?
Not a flood. We had a drainage line come loose in the basement. There's a sump pump in the basement because the water's designed to come in. Had a sump pump, a drain line come loose off the washing machine, which I had repaired.
But there was water damage.
No. It pumps out as soon as it goes in.
That's not correct. The water came to the top of the stairs. I took a video, although
I'd
you cannot
like to see it.
Although you cannot see it, you can hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Don't tell me I can.
It was, it's very
you said
dark.
You take a video of it. The
because
video
it's
means
very
I
dark,
see it.
And all I can do is stand at the top of the stairs, and,
okay.
and you can hear that water
all right, you
rush
you lived
up.
There April, May, June, and July. You
yes.
lived there.
Yes.
And?
My recovery house lady lived there. I personally didn't, but I had I was running a recovery
just
house.
Just a second. Did your recovery house ladies who lived there pay you rent?
They did.
Well, then you have to pay your rent.
I was.
Just a second. You have to pay all your rent. If your recovery house ladies paid their rent, which is how you make a living.
Correct.
Then you have to pay your landlord.
Well, I wasn't paying him all of the rent due to paying to get other things fixed. That he should have been getting fixed, Judge.
Okay.
That he would say he'll reimburse me for that I never got back.
Like what?
Like upstairs. The total electric went out. I had no lights to my ladies upstairs. We run extension cords from downstairs upstairs
just
to lamps.
All I want to see is the paid bill that you paid the electric. Fixed the electric. Paid bill from the electrician.
And he was aware of this?
Shh. Don't tell me what he was aware of.
Okay.
This was in July.
Correct.
Would you show this to the plaintiff, please? Mr. Hilgers, did the defendant... Look, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry.
The defendant made you aware of those repairs that
no.
she did? She did not?
She did not.
Okay. If I were to call that company, can I have that back, please, Bird? Would their records indicate that there was work done in the electrical system in the house at 4820?
I do not believe so.
But I know he's aware of it because of our text messages.
May
That's
I see
how
it?
He communicates
May
with
I
me.
See it?
Yes.
That would be a big mistake, Mr. Hilgers, if she has proof that she sent you a text message with regard to this electrical repair in July.
Here's another one where he stated...
Shh.
Okay.
And Mr. Hilgers, you say to her, this first week in July, I went by today and fixed the electrical.
Yes.
This bill is dated July the 8th for electrical work.
Yes.
So whatever you fixed, you didn't do a good job.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why do I not get the utility money?
Because she paid for repairs that you were supposed to make. And you said, I was never notified. That's what you told me.
I was.
You were notified because the email shows that you were notified.
Okay.
Got it?
And later today...
You shouted out twice and you weren't losing, which means that either you aren't paying attention or you're stupid. I don't know which is the answer. In my questioning of the plaintiff, does it look as if you're losing?
No, ma'am.
then I would keep my mouth shut.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jim Hilger says former tenant LaDedra Colvin breached their lease. LaDedra is countersuing for loss of revenue.
Now, what I'm telling you is, if you didn't do a good job, it was within 2 days of you saying, I went by today and fixed the electrical.
He was his own handyman.
Just a second.
Because the electrical that I fixed was the electrical in the back bedroom.
Correct. I have that text message. He's talking about the one that happened in June.
Now,
it went out twice.
There is no notification at all about upstairs electric being out.
Yes, I sent you a message.
Is there something there that says the upstairs is out?
Yes, July the 5th. It says, when you can, will you call landlord and tell him we need an electrician to come out? We have no power upstairs. That's July 5th. I will swing by this afternoon and take a look at it. Your case is dismissed, sir. We're done.
I have a countersuit.
I know you have a countersuit. Okay. It's nonsense. Goodbye.
No,
it's nonsense.
I lost a lot of women.
It's nonsense. You moved your business. You didn't like the...
It took me over a month to move my business.
That's okay.
I lost nine women.
I understand that.
Just Judy.
I understand that. No money. You have no case against her. She fixed things that you were supposed to fix.
And he never gave me no money back for none of it. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I not get my money back for none of it?
No. You made your money. You paid
my money because I ran a business that he agreed that I can run out of his house.
Very good.
But I didn't get any money for a lot of stuff that I did to his house.
You made money on each of the women who lived in this house.
Yes.
That you say was in deplorable condition.
Yes.
Where you didn't live.
Correct.
You made You made thousands of dollars. You're not getting any money from him. And he's not getting any money from you.
Why do I not get the utility money?
What?
Why do I not get the utility money?
You don't get any money because she paid for repairs that you were supposed to make. And you said, I was never notified. That's what you told me.
I was.
You were notified because the email shows that you were notified.
Okay.
Got it? You only get to lie to me once. Only once. We're done.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
I'm excited about the fact that I don't owe him any money.
Thought the case was a little different than that.
Well, we agreed that he'll take it out of the rent.
I was not aware that she made that repair.
I have new facilities, new homes, nice, beautiful homes.
Be a little more careful with my tenants.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Delaney versus Albrecht. Step forward.
Painter April Delaney is suing former clients William Bill Albrecht and his wife Jennifer for her bill and harassment. The defendants are countersuing for unfinished work and harassment.
Ms. Delaney, before you contracted with the defendants to paint their home, did you know them?
No.
How did you connect with them?
We have a mutual friend that is their neighbor.
And you went to look at the premises?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did you go to look at the premises?
Approximately September 23rd, 2017.
You looked through the premises and you quoted them a price?
Not that day.
When did you quote them a price?
I texted them later on in the week, like 2 days later.
Okay, and you texted them a price?
Yes.
Which was?
$1,850.
And did they respond?
Yes, they told me I had the job.
When did you start?
I started approximately September 27th.
And when did you complete the job?
It would be October 7th. Maybe.
And how much were you paid?
I was paid $2,000.
And why was there a difference between your quoted price and the price that you were paid?
There was a verbal add-on while I was there.
For
of
what?
Some wallpaper removal in a hallway.
No, there was no...
So far, you're not losing.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So based on your original quote, they agreed to pay you an additional $150 to remove some wallpaper. On what date?
That would have been the second day I was there, the 28th.
So you'd already started the job?
Yes.
But you had looked at the job before that?
Yes.
And you saw that there was wallpaper?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's your problem. That's not anybody's fault. That's your fault if you didn't see there was wallpaper. If you're a painter,
and Your you Honor, go in, there...
I don't, if you go into a house, if I have a painter coming into my house, I say, I want all the walls painted. You go throughout the house. You didn't do it quickly because then you went home, and 2 days later, you texted them a price. You texted them a price of $1,850. After you saw it, after you sit down, had a chance to contemplate, this was not, well, I'll do the job for $18.50. I really didn't look at the bathroom to see if I didn't realize there was wallpaper. But they paid you, when you were finished, $2,000.
Yes.
And your lawsuit now says you did more work than that and you want more money.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not going to happen.
The reason for that is because they didn't clean and I had to do a lot of deep cleaning.
That's not
true. To be able to paint. I also have pictures.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. How's that?
No, ma'am.
I'm telling you, I'm dismissing your counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
It was nonsense anyway.
For her not to do her job?
Just a second. Your counterclaim was nonsense anyway. But so far, you shouted out twice, and you weren't losing, which means that either you aren't paying attention or you're stupid. I don't know which is the answer. In my questioning of the plaintiff, does it look as if you're losing?
No, ma'am.
Then I would keep my mouth shut.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you put in your text, the house must be broom clean before I go in there, I'll see that text.
Your Honor, when I went over for the estimate...
Don't give me a geschrei. I'm not interested in a geschrei.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Painter April Delaney says, former clients Bill and Jennifer Albrecht owe for work completed on their home.
Okay, you looked at the house. If you put in your text, my price is $18.50, because that's your offer. They accepted the offer for $18.50.
Yes, ma'am.
If you put in your text, I will do the job for $18.50, but the house must be broom clean before I go in there, I'll see that text.
Your Honor, when I went over for the estimate...
Don't give me a geschrei. I'm not interested in a geschrei. You're here because you have a contract. Contract doesn't have to be totally in writing, or because, in your case, it was. So far, you told me that you texted them, the job will cost $18.50. They texted back to you, you got the job. You started to work on the job. They paid you for the job. If your original contract said, and the reason you want more money is because you had to do a lot of cleaning. If your original offer to them of $18.50 included the fact that the house had to be in a certain condition, I'll see that text. Do you have the text?
Ma'am, my text says exactly what it was included in my estimate.
Can I have it, please? Estimate is $18.50. Price includes materials, paint, mud, etc. It includes all rooms except the downstairs bathroom and the laundry room. Includes front door interior and exterior. So what are you showing me?
That wallpaper was not included in there.
Etc. Everybody knows that you have to remove wallpaper. You can't paint over wallpaper. And if you didn't notice the wallpaper, that's your problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, you have no case. Now, even though, Mr. and Mrs. Albright, I dismissed your counterclaim because I'm a very, very nice person, I'm going to tell you that the only part of your counterclaim that I will hear, I'm not interested in your harassment complaint because the only one who's harassed here is me. Money owed for unfinished work. Now, I don't care about the unfinished work unless you have proof to my satisfaction, and then you would have to tell me why you gave her $2,000, because that would make you really foolish. What work was unfinished, and do you have proof from a painting company that you had to have that work finished by that painting company and what you paid for it? The answer is, did you pay another painting company?
I paid a friend.
Counterclaims dismissed. We're done.
Your Honor, may I please show you the post that she put on Facebook?
We are done-o. I'm sticking to my original statement.
She talked bad about us, put pictures of our home, and she's supposed to be a professional for 16 years.
Okay. Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
There was filth all over the walls. The tape wouldn't stick to the bases.
Things that were dirty was her drunk taking Klonopin and spilling ashtrays in my home.
She was supposed to do the cleaning.
My home was spotless.
She went up to Michigan to get weed.
I went to Michigan for a baby shower.
I would never paint a house that's that filthy again.
All she does is talk crap.